You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go. Hello, mamas. Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Mama podcast. I know you guys. I did not release an episode on Friday. My bad. Things got a little bit crazy. I didn't get our special guest episode out on Friday like it was supposed to be. I got so many messages like, hey, where's the podcast? My bad. But I wanted to make up for it, you guys. So here we are on Sunday releasing our special guest episode for the week. I am so excited for this episode. I know you guys are going to love it. And I figured, hey, better late than never, right? So this episode is featuring a personal friend of mine. And I am so excited for you guys to dive into today's episode. It's going to be so good. But before we do that, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that my 3-day Momfidence Challenge is kicking off this week. Yes, I am kicking off a challenge that's going to be hosted inside of the Mindset Mama Facebook group, where I'm going to be going live for just a few minutes for 3 days to share with you all of my tips, tricks, and secrets for how I am so confident as a mom, how I rock my mom life without shame, and how I just live unapologetically and own my momfidence with pride. If you need some of this, if you're like, yes, I want to kick mom guilt to the curb. If you are like, yes, I want to be able to make decisions for my kids without feeling guilt, without feeling shame, without looking next to me and seeing what other moms are doing, then you need in on this challenge. It's going to be so good. You're going to love it. So if you want to join us, you want to make sure that you have signed up so you can get all of the juicy details, get all of the goodness. You can go to my Instagram at the Tiffany Nguyen and make sure you're following me, and then click the link in my bio and you will see where you can just click to sign up for the 3-day Momfidence Challenge, or you can click in the show notes in the details of this episode and I will have it linked right there for you to just click and get signed up. It's going to be so much fun and I cannot wait. So make sure you go right now and sign up. Let's dive into today's episode. It's going to be so good. Here we go.
For today's episode, you need to make sure you are sitting down, that you have your notebook open, because I'm sure she's going to be dropping some knowledge on us. But we have one of my personal friends, Brenda, with us today. She was a single teen mom and is now a powerhouse lawyer. And so she's going to be talking to us about her journey from, you know, starting motherhood into becoming where she, who she is today. So welcome, Brenda, ladies. And Brenda, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me, Tiffany. I'm so proud of you and everything that you've been doing with the Mindset Mama. I'm just super excited to be a part of it and to share, you know, whatever advice that I have. And thank you, whoever is tuning in, for joining us. So I started my journey early. I was 17 when I got pregnant with my son, Kedron. He is now 11, getting ready to turn 12. And I had him 2 weeks before my 18th birthday and 2 weeks before I started undergrad at Purview A&M. So my journey, I don't even know where, it's been crazy. I don't even know where to start. So I was a single mom while I was at Purview. There was many times when I had to bring him with me to class because I didn't have a babysitter. I didn't get the opportunity to really enjoy my college experience at Purdue, the partying, I can name maybe five parties that I went to my entire time at Prairie View, because I was so focused on getting my education and making sure that I was there for my son. So I worked, I went to school, I was a single mom, a new mom, a teen mom. Like, it was just a crazy, crazy roller coaster. So that's my introduction into motherhood.
Wow. So tell us about a little bit more about how you were able to like balance everything. Did you have like any support or anything when you were in college and raising as a teen mom, a son, and working? Like, how did you manage that? How did you balance all of that?
Right. So when I look back now on all the things that I did as a teenage mom, and people ask me the question, I'm like, because I was crazy. That's why, because I was crazy. But no, I did not have a support system. I moved 2.5 hours away from my hometown. Like I said, I was very young. I was a new mom. I had no one at Prairie View. No, it was just really me and my son. So he started daycare, hate to say it, but he started daycare at 2 weeks old because I had no other choice but to, you know, have those services available to me. But as I stayed at the school longer, I got more support. You know, I started making friends, and, you know, my friends would help me babysit. But other than that, it was just really me and Kedron.
Gosh. So what did your typical day look like in college, being a mom, going to school, working? What did that look like for you?
So a typical day, so long ago, a typical day would be me getting up really, really early. So daycare at that time would accept kids at 6 a.m. So we will wake up at 5. If, you know, I say wake up for me, but I'm sure Keishon, there was many times that he was already up. Wake up at 5, get him ready, get myself ready, prepare my meals for the day, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to come home until later in that evening. Get him dressed, get him ready for daycare, pack his bag, pack his bottles, pack, you know, all the stuff that he would need, because literally he was doing 12 hours in daycare from 6 to 6. So it was pretty much their baby. I was just watching him the rest of the time. And so I would do that, drop him off at daycare. I would give myself time to study. At that time I had 8 a.m. classes. So I would study, get prepared for my classes, go to school. In between classes, I would take care of personal things. Like if there was something at the house, paying bills or calling, you know, different people, like whatever I needed to do to maintain my household, I would do that in between classes. You know, try to be a part of organizations, just be in school until about 6 o'clock. Then I would go pick up Kedron, prepare dinner, get him ready for bedtime. I made sure he had a early bedtime so that I could study at night, and pretty much study again, and then start it all over the next day. Then came into the mix where I had to get a job. So in between classes, I would be either working or, you know, at some point my classes ended at like 2 or 1 o'clock. So from 1 or 2, I would work until 6, part-time jobs, and, you know, come home and then start it all over again.
Before we continue, I just had to ask, are you in the Mindset Mama Facebook group? If you're not, what are you even doing with your life, girlfriend? The Mindset Mama Facebook group is an incredible place to interact and engage with other like-minded mamas and me. We record every episode for the Mindset Mama inside of this group. So yes, you are getting a behind the scenes, real and raw look at every episode before it is even ever uploaded. So you are kind of VIP if you're inside of the Mindset Mama. You are also able to interact and engage while we're recording, so you can ask questions, and I might even use one of your questions to ask the interviewers sometimes. So if you want to join us, make sure you go to facebook.com/groups/the Mindset Mama to join us. And I'll see you inside.
So were there any times, any moments where you wanted to like just quit? You were like, this is too much. Like, were there any times where you felt like you just wanted to give up?
I can't say there was a time that I wanted to give up, but there was times where I felt very overwhelmed. Coming from where I'm from, like, I'm the first in my family to go to college, first in my family to obviously have a law degree. I wasn't the first in my family to be a teenage mom. But for me, quitting was never an option. You know, like you asked me, you know, how were you able to balance? I didn't think there was any other way but to get my education. So for me, I was so focused on, you know, bettering myself for my son that I didn't have time to say, I want to quit. Like, quitting was never an option. But I did get overwhelmed a lot. There was a lot of crying. There was a lot of long nights. There was a lot of like, girl, you're crazy. Like, what are you doing? Like, how are you going to, you know? And I would walk into class sometimes with my child and dare a professor to check me. Like, what you gonna say? Like, I'm here to get my education. Like, are you gonna deny me an education? But yeah, there was never a time. Even now, there's anything I set my mind to, it's because I want to do it for my family.
Yes, I love that. And I love how you said that it didn't seem like it was like anything different for you because you didn't, like, there was no other option. That's so good. And I think if so many more people had that kind of mindset, just about anything, like just anything that they really want to accomplish, having the mindset of like, I'm doing this because there's no other way to get what I want. Like, I'm just going to do it. Right. I love that. So tell us about what things looked like after you graduated from college. Where did you go from there?
Right. So in between college, I graduated, got my bachelor's. And then I kind of knew I knew I wanted to go to law school. But I didn't want to go so soon. Remember, I was just so overwhelmed. And I know, okay, I'm about to tackle something else. And law school is a different beast. So I just needed time to kind of replenish my vessel, if you will.
Yes.
And so I took a year off between graduating undergrad and going to law school. And I actually got the opportunity to work at a state prison. Backstory on that, my mom was incarcerated until I was 12 years old. And so people ask me, why did you want to do law? There was a lot of criminals in my family. And in my mind, it's like, I want to do something different. I don't want to be a criminal. I want to be on the other side of the criminal justice system. So during that time between undergrad and law school, I actually got the opportunity to work at the same prison that my mom was incarcerated in. Not at the same time, but that is the very prison that she spent so much time in. So I did that. And then that experience was just a totally mind-opening experience for me. And after that, I took my LSAT, applied to law school, and we went through another journey of law school. So my son has been to college a lot.
Yeah, that's why he's so smart.
He has a lot of education.
Yeah, he's like, I've been in school since birth, so.
Right.
That's so good. Wow. So once you got into law school, did things seem to become easier? Were they more difficult for you? Or was it just kind of more of the same?
I tell you, going to law school, again, you'll ask me, how are you able to balance? And I was like, crazy, just crazy. So law school was a lot more, it was a lot tougher because studying for me, I don't know about you, but for me, college was just an extension of high school. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed. You know, you're learning different subjects, but it's pretty much the same. Law school is, I had to learn how to study long hours, 12 hours at a time, read stacks and stacks of books. There's a totally different way of studying. So I was not only learning law, I was learning new study habits. And so my first year of law school, I was like, you know what? My son has been with me this whole time. He can, you know, I'll be able to maintain with him in law school because I've done it before. Totally wrong. My second semester, I had to allow my mom to take, you know, to take him in for me for a semester. And I was depressed. Mm-hmm. I was very, very depressed because, you know, I'm a hands-on mama with my son. Like, we always do everything together. And I felt like I was losing him. I wasn't losing him, but I felt away my child. And that was another thing that kind of pushed me to do what I needed to do so that I can go on to the next level. So law school was much harder. I actually had to delegate for a semester. After that semester, he came back with me. But once again, it was just like trying to figure out balance. I don't like that word because there is no such thing as balance for me. It's just doing what you need to do in that moment. Yes. Maybe today is the day that I'm fully focused on work, and maybe tomorrow's the day that I'm fully focused on family, but it is never a balance.
There's never a balance. You're so right. So true. Yes. And I was thinking about this. I actually did a podcast episode on this before when I was talking about knowing what season you're in, because some seasons, like you said, you have to let your son go stay with your mom. Mm-hmm. So like some seasons you have to be focused on something else. Like some seasons, like your child is not going to be like the main thing that you have to focus on in that time, for that time period. Like you might be focused on work or school or whatever else. And like, I think we need to take the stigma that like your child has to always be like, because when you're doing that, you are doing what's number one for them, actually. Like you, if you're doing something that you know is going to benefit your child in the long run, like you are doing what's number one. You might not be like physically there, like giving them like your number one, but like you're doing what's the best for them. Did you have any mom guilt?
Yes. Let me.
Okay. Yeah. Go back.
I think a lot of times, you're right. A lot of, there's always a season, right? And I think showing your child that they are loved is very, very important. You know, they may not be number one priority at that moment.
Right.
But as long as you show them that you're loved, you'll be okay. One of the things that I love about my relationship with my son is I'm very open with him. From dating to school to my career. So at any moment that I have to focus on work, like right now I'm in a season of building, right?
Right.
And building my firm, building my brand. And there's a lot of times that, you know, I'm just not there for Kedron as much as I would like to be. But it's like, hey, if you want those new shoes, if you want, you know, to go shopping and playing with your friends, then mama has to work. And so he gets it. He understands. It's like, it's not that I don't love you. It's that I'm a single mama and I'm the breadwinner of this house. And because of that, some things have to take a backseat. And that's the things maybe that you think are important right now. But trust me, I'm going to make sure you're good.
Yes, that is literally exactly what I talk about. Exactly. Love that.
But with mom guilt, you know, deciding to start my own firm, deciding to build a brand, that alone gave me mom guilt, because I felt like starting my own firm would take so much from me that I would not be able to give him any piece of my time, which was so far from the truth. It actually allows me a more flexible schedule. Had I taken a job with big law like I wanted to do, I would not have the time that I have with my son. He's big into sports. I've never missed a game. I've always been there for him. Mama's with the snacks. Like, I'm there because I dictate my own schedule. But there's also times when I have to grind and go hard and I missed out on other things. I have mom guilt a lot. Sometimes I'm out with friends because it's networking and I'm like, you know, my son is not with me and I'm like, dang, I could be spending time with my son. Because, you know, sometimes networking is like, you're there, you need to be there, but what's going on is not cool, it's not fun.
Right.
But you have to show face, you know? And so it's like, I really be spending time with my son. But because I'm building a brand, I'm here, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, okay, so I kind of got off track, but I want to go back to like, that was on me. I like jumped all over the place just now. But I want to go back to your law school time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So after you finished law school, what made you, you know, decide to do your own firm?
Right. So I wanted like none other to work for big law, like big law firm. Mm-hmm. Six figure salary, you know, you're with this big name and there's a lot of respect. And so once I graduated and passed the bar, I was applying to jobs, and I just, no one would hire me. So I decided, okay, I'm going to expand my search. And I started looking outside of Houston. And I did land an opportunity opportunity, sorry, with a phenomenal firm in San Antonio. Very nice culture, very nice people. I was going to be doing work that I enjoy. But at this point, now that I'm older and more mature as a mom, I understand the importance of having a support system. And for me, moving away from Houston, like I said, everything that I've done prior to now was crazy. Support this. I don't want to have to start over with that support system, finding new friends, building trust and relationships with people who can step in when I'm not available. And when you work for another firm, you do not have that flexibility. If they tell you to be at work at 8 and you're staying till 10, you will be at work till 8 and you will be staying until 10. And so they gave me a nice offer and I had to decline it. So I decided, I was like, okay, let me keep trying to look for a job in Houston. And but it was not up to par. Like the offers, I could have made that coming out of undergrad. So because I couldn't get what I wanted, I decided to start my own firm. I was like, you know what, either you can allow people to continue to tell you no, or you can tell yourself yes early and just go ahead and start your firm. And that's what I did.
Yes, I love that. So throughout all of this, has your son kind of always been the driving factor? Do you think if you didn't have your son, you would still be pushing as hard as you currently are?
I truly believe my son is my little angel for all my success. You know, there's been, you know, my story, it seems like it's, oh, she's just doing these amazing things. There were a lot of failures. Before I got licensed, I failed the bar 2 times before I passed it on the 3rd time. And I look at my son now and I'm very proud of everything that I've been through, because you can tell your child something so many times, but until they've experienced something, there's nothing like an experience that teaches. And because my son has been with me through my ups and my downs, he's received lessons that I've received. You know, not too long ago, you know, listening to my son tell my story to somebody else and how that's inspired him. And I literally was bawling, like, you learned all that from me? Like, my mom, you know, she showed me that you got to keep going and you don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. And just because you fail one time doesn't mean that you can't be successful. And these aren't conversations that I've had with him directly, you know, these are things that he thinks for himself. So he's, you know, I thank God that I had my son when I did. I hope that I would have waited a lot later in life, but I don't think I'd be where I am today without having him push me and wanting to do better for him.
That is amazing. I love that. Okay. So he's now 11 going on 12. So what are some things that you feel like now that you're like in the zone of like growing your business and he's like in the zone of becoming a preteen and like going through all that, what are some like the things that are challenging balancing growing this like powerhouse firm and balancing a preteen boy?
So I can't wait till you get to
I'm like, I need all the years. Is there a way to extend time?
Right. So a challenge for me is the fact that my son is maturing. He's going puberty. He's starting the whole girl thing. You know, I told him at 12, he'd be able to have a girlfriend. And so we are a few months away from 12 and he's already got this lineup of women he's going to court. So for me, it's, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a woman, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a man. I don't know how to teach him how to be a man. I can tell him what I like and what I think to be true, but I'm not a man. And so with him growing up and becoming a young man, one of the challenges is, am I teaching him what's right for a man, or am I teaching him what's right for a woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I don't know if I'm doing everything appropriate. And so what I do is try to keep male figures around him that I think are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so that's a challenge. That is the challenge right now. It's making sure I'm teaching him to be a man of God, you know, a man of integrity. And I don't know if a woman can really do that. You know, I don't know.
Yes. That's so interesting. I hadn't even thought about it in that way of you being a single mom, raising a son and, you know, really trying to think, okay, am I raising him for what I want for myself as a woman and what I would think a woman would want? That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Okay. So if you had one thing that you could share with our moms, that you could leave with our moms, what would it be?
If you have a dream or a goal, be so crazy about it that nothing, be so committed and crazy about it that nothing will stop you. Life is crazy. It's always throwing you crazy stuff, things that you wouldn't imagine that you would be experiencing. You have to be so committed and so crazy about, you know, being successful in whatever it is that you decide you want to do, that nothing will stop you. And if you have that mindset, then mama, you'll be all right.
All right. Yes, that is so good. So do you have anything else that you want to share with us before we go?
No, I just want to encourage people to continue to follow the Mindset Mama. I think this is an amazing platform. I think you're doing a phenomenal job in providing mothers with resources that they need. And also, if anyone is in need of a divorce, custody, prenuptial, postnuptial attorney, please give my firm a call. It's the Duran Law Firm, and you can follow me on Instagram at Brenda's My Lawyer. So that's all I have.
Yes. Is there anywhere else that they can find you or any other information you want to leave with them?
Right. They can go to my website, DuranLawFirm.com. That's Duran, DeRouen, lawfirm.com.
Awesome. I'll make sure we get that linked in the show notes so people can find you. You guys, make sure you go hit Brenda up. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Tiffany. Bye.
All right, you guys. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media. And be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again for listening to the Mindset Mama.